Tell your neighbor God is good. Help me tell the other person, and his mercies endures forever. Oh my God. There's something in this room right now. You want to rejoice for 1 minute. You don't rejoice sitting down now. Come on, Logic Church Mainland. If you can jump up on your feet, make that resounding. Let the devil know that you know that you know. I'm not going to cajole you. I'm just going to stand here this morning and let you scream out loud from the top of your voice. The devil is a liar. This service is my service, and no one can rob me of my joy. Open up your mouth. Give God a shout of praise. Glory to God. Find your seat real quickly. Thank you. Sounds more like it. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Hallelujah. Slap your neighbor, tell them the devil can steal my joy. The way you are saying it, you're a suspect. I said the devil can steal my joy. Anyone trying to stop you is going to wait for a long time. You want to preach to your neighbor in the worst language, with the worker for me, go worker loss. I feel the anointing of God so strong. So it's different. It's different. I like the energy. I like it. And I taught you guys how to receive. You know, you don't receive passively. You receive with aggression. You know, the way you receive, that's what I'm saying. You don't wait for the word to land. As you are hearing it, you are rejoicing. When you hear all your sins are forgiven, you change your position.
Yes!
When you hear I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, you change your position. When you hear I'm forgiven forever, you start leaping like this. And then when you hear I'm saved forever, you shout! I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved! Salvation is mine. Redemption is mine. Forgiveness is mine. If you know that's your testimony, throw up your hands and shout, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thanks. See, I was just checking something. Yeah, that's it. Don't wait for the word to land. That's the, you don't wait for the word to land. As he's coming, you collect it in the air. When it's still hot. Hold on. Who else? Ula, my people are here. Glory to God. And if it's your first time at the Logic Church meal, and we're crazy people like that, just asking you to please manage us for today. You'll be the one shouting next Sunday. Because this grace is contagious. Did you hear what I said? I said this grace is contagious. Nobody say I did craze, now God, I did. Well, we've gone crazy and praise at the same time. Can I get crazy people in the room who know God has forgiven all their sins? Good, good. If you're new, I'm sorry, but we stand for the reading of God's word at the Logic Church. Can we stand, please, for 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15? Glory to God. Yakobo Nance. Verete vesti. Can you speak to your neighbor in tongues? Hopefully you get an interpretation. Gatarasu. Vibili vili abe. Zokozo balata. See, listen to me. When we say these things, people think we're playing. You see, when we say speak to your neighbor, somebody here is saying, why are they playing with tongues? No, you don't play with tongues. Even in an example, you will start seeing things happen. I'm saying even when you are joking, miracles will begin to take place. Because tongues are supernatural. We don't form them. It's not man giving utterance, it's spirit giving utterance. Yeah. It came from within. If you have an utterance from inside, can you go? Bratake, Zevereto Kobononte. Just for 1 second. Baratokobo. Glory to God. The devil has lost. Hallelujah. Let's read this scripture. Hopefully, we will close well today. 1, 2, 3, go. And that from a childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. One more time. and that from a childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you because the entrance of your word give a light and understanding to the simple, and we are in the light. We give you glory today. You give us nimbleness of mind and agile thought. Your people are edified. The demons are terrified, and you alone be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, put your hands together on your way to your seat. Make some noise. Give God praise. Hallelujah. 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 You see, one of the signs of spiritual maturity is that we are constantly gaining better understanding on the same truth. Yes. Did you hear what I said? One of the signs of spiritual maturity, you see, I like this one, my front row, you should be writing. If you're not writing, change your seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One of the signs of spiritual maturity is that you are constantly gaining better understanding on the same truth. See, we don't grow from the gospel into deeper things. We don't mature from the gospel into deeper things. The gospel is the expression of the depth of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We don't grow from the gospel into deeper things. So all these portals and, dimensions, realms. So the depth of God is found in the gospel. So the deeper you go, your depth is in the gospel. So we only deepen, we don't move. Did you hear what I said? Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. One of the signs of maturity is that we are constantly gaining better understanding on the same truths. We're not looking for new truths. You see, because truth cannot be invented. You don't invent the truth, you proclaim the truth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't invent the truth, you proclaim the truth. The truth already is, and Jesus is the way, the truth. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same truth. As a matter of fact, scriptures are not open to your opinion. You don't bring your opinion into scripture. Scripture is the opinion. So you take scripture and then you superimpose it on your thoughts, on your mindset, on your paradigm, on your, idiosyncrasies, if you will. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? So there is no room in scripture to accommodate your opinion. No matter how lofty they are. It doesn't make sense to the Bible. You take from the Bible to form your opinion. Are you learning something? Are you learning something? Glory to God. So it's the same truth. We don't invent it. We only proclaim it. The Bible speaking about it says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he's consistent, the truth is consistent. So 1 + 1 in Jamaica is 1 + 1 in Nigeria. It's the same too. You see, he's playing. I don't know where you're playing. What key is that? It's C sharp. You know, C is Christ. Glory to God. You see, that C now, glory, cannot be C in Toronto or Atlanta, Georgia. If you see here, you will see there. You see? Glory to God, you will see the gospel. Are you seeing what I'm saying? So it is consistent. I cannot go there and say, the way my C sounds, there's nothing like that. You see my C? No. That's Cecilia, There's only one C. Across board, there's only one C. 1 + 1 will be always be 2. It cannot be 2.5. So what I'm saying is the scripture will not mean to you today what it did not mean to its original audience. Are you following what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Salvation will not mean to you a different thing than what it meant to those who wrote the Bible. So all our opinions of what salvation will mean does not count if it does not align with scriptures. Are you following me carefully? So we're doing Save Forever, and the goal is to examine again from the beginning what salvation really is. And when we start talking about things like people think I already know it, I'm saved. That's the problem. When you think you know it, you are beginning to know it. You see what I'm saying? When you think you've known something, see, people can't learn what they think they know. Did you hear what I said? People can't learn what they think they know, not what they know. So thinking that you know it already is a blockade from learning. So you think you know salvation, you don't know salvation. Hallelujah. Because to be in church is not to be in Christ. They are two different things. Did you see what I'm saying? You can be in church and not be in Christ. And what gets you saved is to be in Christ. And that's why we keep saying this. Everybody in church is not a Christian. You know, the church is a hospital. People are going through different things. Some people are not responding to treatment. And you go and carry one madman there and attach to your life. And see, church people, you pick the mad one. Because church people are not always God people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is it too early? Glory to God. Glory to God. So back to our text. Put up my scripture. 2 Timothy 3:15. It says, "For from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, the hagiography, which are able to make you wise unto salvation." From a childhood. You see, Timothy was exposed to scriptures from a childhood when he was a toddler. And that tells you that even your kids, when you have them, and for those of you who have already, should be exposed to the gospel, to the scriptures early enough. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If they are not too young to be possessed by devils, they're not too young to know scriptures. Did you hear what I said? Yes, so all them cocoa melon and all that melon. You see, it's just cocoa that will be coming out. You see? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, 5 years old, 2 years old, put them, don't be telling them my book of Bible story. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes, come on, talk back to me.
Yes, sir.
He says, "From you have known the Holy Scriptures." Holy Scriptures, not holy stories. Scriptures. So Timothy, 5 years, 3 years, scriptures. And if you know anything about the Israelites at that time, by the time this guy will be like 10, he can recite the Torah, the five books of Moses, which would be Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. They can recite it by heart. And you know Two-Face, Two Baba, all the lyrics, but you don't know Colossians. You know Colossians, you don't know Colossians. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't show a mark of a serious believer. We say open Matthew, you are in Genesis, you are checking book of table of contents. Something is wrong. So it shows us that from a child, you are playing Sui. That's what it shows us. Are you following? You see, from a child. Thank God for those of you who grew up with, toys. I didn't grow up with toys. From a child. Glory to God. From a child. Known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make, and this is where the problem is. The scriptures are only designed to make you wise for one thing, salvation matters. Not to make you wise unto prosperity. Not to make you wise unto business school. That's why there's MBS there. If you can learn in church what you learn in MBS, then you should close down the church. Are you getting what I'm saying? If somebody who is not saved can teach what you are teaching in church better, then you have lost your calling. Did you get what I'm saying? That's if you go to business school now, you are learning something there. You now came here, I'm teaching the same thing. But the person there is teaching it better. I don't have a call. Because the calling of God is not in things, it's in Christ. Are you seeing what I'm saying? God can't call you to be doing secular things. That's not a calling, that's a career path. See, your calling is a sex doctor. John, you have... I went that boss, so one chance. So, look at the scripture, put it back there. It is to make you wise for what? Come on, make you wise for what?
Salvation.
Make you wise for what?
Salvation.
Yeah. So salvation is the subject of scripture. You see what I'm saying? The scriptures are not designed for masterclass. Did you hear what I said? In all this, I'm going to say something that is very... I don't intend to be controversial, but I'm just going to say it. Just so that you have perspective. See all these things you hear, apostles in the marketplace. There's no calling like that in scripture. The Bible says, have you heard that thing before? I'm an apostle in the marketplace. It does not, say it does not exist. The Bible says when he ascended, he gave gifts unto men. He gave apostles, teachers, pastors, evangelists, prophets. He did not give any to the marketplace. So what you have in marketplaces are believers who are exhibiting their true natures as Christians. Yes. Yes. You follow what I'm saying? It's not a calling. Every believer has received the ministry of reconciliation. So if you are in arts, if you are in entertainment, you are meant to go there and preach the gospel. There's no special calling for apostles in the marketplace. Are you following what I'm saying now? So we don't invent the calling. Is this helping somebody? So it's to make you wise for salvation matters through faith, which is where? In Christ Jesus. Salvation doesn't make you wise for business, doesn't make you wise for prosperity, doesn't make you wise for politics. You know, I've been hearing people who are saying things like, let's close down the church because the church is not the problem of the country. People are just mad. Because Jesus was on earth, and when Jesus was here, the Romans were oppressing the Jews. And they thought that he came to deliver them from the Roman government. But Jesus did nothing about the Romans. His call was to die for sins. So he saw them in their political problems, but he gave them spiritual fixing. Do you get what I'm saying? So salvation is not for fixing, so to speak, the things that you think is for. Now, however, salvation has impact on the natural. You see the balance, right? Mm-hmm. I'm coming to that. Are you learning something? So I said salvation is critical for wisdom in regards, what's it called, scriptures is critical for wisdom in the light of salvation. Not business, not prosperity, not politics, not social advancement, not national transformation. Have you heard the national transformation gospel? That's not what we are called to do in Christ. Now, does it mean that if you read social work, you should not do national transformation? Are you following what I'm saying, guys? Yeah, there's a difference between a career path and a calling in Christ. You must separate them. Don't mistake your career for your calling. Your call is to get all men saved. Your career is to whatever it is. Be a doctor, teacher, lecturer, pianist, whatever. That's a career path. So my career path is not a calling. My calling is how I represent Christ in that career path. Is that making sense now? Yeah, so don't confuse both of them. Don't confuse both of them. Glory to God. Are you learning something? So salvation, I said earlier, is a subject and the focus of scriptures. So to use the scriptures for any other means is an abuse of scriptures. You don't use it for master class. You don't use it to kill your enemies. You know Psalm 119. Is it 119? There's one terrible psalm. Is it 109? This guy don't draw before. Guy, don't you know which it is? So that psalm, is a very terrible psalm. I'm serious. Put up Psalm 109. I didn't give it to you. Let's see. In King James, it's stronger there. The juju is strong. 109. Oh, guy. I'm sorry. I didn't give. Look at. No. Put that message. That message will be very petty. See. My God, don't turn a deaf ear to my hallelujah prayer. It's hallelujah. Liars are pouring out invective on me. Their lying tongues are like a pack of dogs out to get me, barking their heads, nipping my heels, and for no reason. I love them and now they slander me, yes, me, and treat my prayer like a crime. They return my good with evil. They return my love with hate. Next verse. Send the evil one to accuse by accusing judge. So this prayer, what is it? It's scriptural. You see, but next slide. Dispatch Satan to persecute him. It's Bible. So, but this is not the purpose of scripture. The purpose of scripture is what? Salvation. So this prayer, if I naked pray for you 12 a.m., you go walk. You're now naked, now be running. The only person that needed to be naked was on the cross. Yeah. Are you here? Come on, glory to God. That's the only guy that had to be naked. So that we will all be clothed. Sisters, amen. Sisters, amen. Mm. If you can't say amen, say ouch. he was naked so that you'll be clothed. Did you hear what I said? So when I see you, I'll just say he was naked. Even in Eden, he was clothing people. So why are you naked? Are you a naked wire? Since the scriptures now, when he is judged, let their verdict be guilty. And when he prays, let his prayer turn to sin. Ah, give him a short life. And give his job to somebody else. Make orphans of his children. I know somebody here who has copied the scripture now. See, I will use it. That my wicked boss. I will see you in court. See scripture. Turning his children into begging street urchins. I missed the line. You see, I'm a nice person, but dress his wife in widow's kilo day. But this is not our God. Are you hearing what? How many of you are shocked? His scripture is there now. I've known this scripture since I was 5. No, KJV is calm. This one. It says evicted from their homes, homeless. It's Bible. So there are people in the occult world who have used this scripture. This Psalm 109, they use it. They will now bring the 7 books of Moses, open it, and then put 7 candles. So you too, they will not call you to that place. You see Bible there, you think it's church. That's a modernized babalawo. And the man most likely be wearing a white collar. You see, it's not about the collar, it's the calling. Are you here? So when you don't understand that salvation is the core of scripture, you'll be using Bible to do babalawo. You just be in your house, you'll be a dibia in your house. Just in your house, you're a dibia. You start even collecting money from people. So let me pray for you. Is it scripture? Glory to God. Come on, say God is good. No, God doesn't answer prayers like that. So what happens is when you start praying things like this, you involve a demon who now enforces that thing. Then you now say, my prayer is working. No. You just became an agent of darkness. You are a witch in broad daylight. You see, you don't have to be in the village to be a witch. Just be, let somebody be in your heart, between you. That's witchcraft. The spirit of rebellion. You are rebelling against the gospel. Amen. So the focus of scripture is salvation. Come on, say salvation. I didn't hear you say salvation. So as we travel, I don't know that I'm going to finish this thing today. So, so let's debunk some myth about salvation. And one of these myths about salvation is what we call the doctrine of universalism. Have you heard that thing before? The doctrine of universalism. The doctrine of universalism. You should know how to spell that. The doctrine of universalism. Glory to God. Now, what that means is there are some people who have taught and teach that all men are saved. That Jesus died for all. So all men are saved. Jesus died for all, actually, but all men are not saved. But salvation has been credited to their account, but they must put faith in it to receive it. That's the right teaching. Do you get what I'm saying? So all men are not saved. Don't be deceived. And, you know, breaking news, there's something called hell. It does exist, you know. And just because we preach grace here, we're not always hammering on that, does not mean it doesn't exist. You know, I've been teaching in church all the time. I hardly shout fire, but there's something called fire, and it burns. If you just go outside now, look, that gen there, put your hand by the exhaust. You feel, there's an anointing there, you feel it. You get, there's an impact, it will come on you. Glory to God. You just shout, I feel it. That's how it works. Hallelujah. Yeah, so that doctrine of universalism is false and contrary to what the Bible holds true concerning salvation. So there's truth that Jesus has died for everyone and salvation is for all men, but all men are not saved automatically. They must put faith in the finished work to be said to be saved. Do you follow what I'm saying? So let me not catch you on Facebook saying everybody is saved. Or Instagram, you not do video. Everybody is saved. No, Jesus is a very loving God. No, 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 no. That love will watch you go to hell. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. See, God did not force salvation on anybody. I said before you life and death. He now says choose life. He didn't say you must choose it. He said choose life. What do you think happened in the Garden of Eden? Adam ate apple. Really? About Lumo? No. In Moses' vision, he saw two trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the midst of the garden. And the instruction was to eat of every tree except that one. So he was given the tree of life to eat. And that's Jesus in the midst of the garden. Are you following what I'm saying? So what he ate was disobedience. The fruit that Adam ate was unbelief. By not eating of the tree of life, he had rejected Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying now? So the tree of life is Jesus. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is unbelief. But that was, you see, Moses was not there. He wrote Genesis from a vision. So it's like you dreamt. You now saw, what would I say you saw now? Maybe you saw a tree or you saw something in your vision. It doesn't literally mean that. Do you see what I'm saying? So dreams, glory to God, pay attention. Dreams are not literal. You follow what I'm saying? It's like Joseph who saw the fire, saw the moon and star bow to him. He didn't come out and start waiting for the solar system to bow for him. He already knew that was his mother, father, and siblings. You get what I'm saying? So, but Moses saw dreams or visions of the past of God and wrote it literally at some point. So he should have explained to us that this tree of life, God, is not a physical tree, is a person. But you see, the epistles are now there to elucidate and help us see what the Old Testament was talking about. So the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Does that make sense now? Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. Hallelujah. So there's no doctrine of universalism. It is false. It is untrue. It doesn't make sense. And you know where they got that thing from? It is believed that because Adam sinned, all men are sinners. Are we true on that? Because Adam sinned, all men are sinners. They now say, if Adam sinned and all men are sinners, Jesus died, all men should be believers. You get what I'm saying? So if you go through that argument very well, they will have some level of truth by which they can argue that. Are you following what I'm saying? So even if you say Jesus did not give birth to anybody, so all men cannot be believers, what about those who believed Jesus and now gave birth? Can't their children also have salvation by birth? So what you now find is there's already a flaw with the concept that teaches that all men are sinners because Adam sinned. We are not sinners because Adam sinned. We are sinners because when we came out, we didn't choose salvation too. What Adam's sin did was to give us the effect of the fallen world. So death came in. Now that's not spiritual death, you know, it's physical death. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So the sin of Adam introduced death into the system. But it didn't make us all sinners because we all had to choose for ourselves. Otherwise, it will now become true that salvation is hereditary, which is not true. So sin is not hereditary, salvation is not hereditary. Are you in school? So we are not sinners because Adam sinned. We are sinners because when we were born, we did not choose yet. So every man is given the opportunity. I cannot be condemned for the sin of a man. But I can experience the effect of his sin. So your father misbehaved. All of you are now poor in your lineage. We are experiencing that, but I have a right to become rich. Yeah. So in my choosing, I can change what he did. But whilst I'm yet to choose, I will experience the impact of his mess. So what we are suffering is the impact of the fall, but we are not sinners because he sinned. We are sinners because we are not chosen yet. Is that making sense? Welcome to Bible school. Don't be going to that church, they used to flog you. If this is your church, please stay planted. Come on, tell your neighbor, stay planted. You didn't sound convincing enough. Then my lips say, stay planted. Hallelujah. Does that make sense? So, first thing, there's no universalism. Second thing, salvation is not hereditary. You are not saved because you're born into a Christian home. So I was born in church. My father is a pastor, he's a deacon. No, you must choose for yourself. You must accept this gospel for yourself. And listen, baby dedication is not salvation. There's no salvation, baby dedication. You now brought the baby. Osas. Why Osas? I don't know. You know, Osas is once saved, always saved. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Osas, once saved, always saved. Nicely done. I didn't mean to rhyme, glory. If you want to clap, clap. Osas is once saved, always saved, you know. I didn't even think about that. But just because your name is Osas does not mean you are saved. You have to step, after we have dedicated you, and pour oil on your head, saying in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, we will now commit you to your parents and say, train up a child in the way. That way is Jesus, the way. He didn't say a way. In the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we are saying, we have committed this child to you. Now show him Jesus. So that when he now chooses Jesus, he will not depart from the way. Because the way will keep him in the way. Unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And to present you spotless before the Father. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. So baby dedication is not salvation. It's not automatic salvation. No. You must be born again by believing in what was done on the cross for you. You hear what I'm saying? If a baby dies now, 2 years old, 1 year old, he's going to go to heaven. You see what I'm saying? Until he's come to the point where he's accountable, he can now make a choice. Whilst his parents can choose for him, he's not yet liable to be heaven-bound, or he's heaven-bound, but hell is not in question. Does that make sense? See, I'm answering questions already that's in your mind. So, in case of black and white, you know what to ask. Hallelujah. Are you learning something? Yeah. So there's no salvation by birth. You are not saved because you are from a Christian home. Your father is a pastor. They don't pass salvation onto you and through your placenta. You must be in the center of God's will. Leave that. Hallelujah. Amen. You must be planted at the center. Okay. You know, hallelujah. That's why the tree of life was in the center of the garden. What did you guys think when I say forever? Just come and ask, yeah, we are saved, we are saved. Right, my friend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what then is salvation? What then is salvation? Salvation is God's provision for man's redemption. You shouldn't forget that. Write that down. It's very simple. Salvation is God's provision for man's redemption. You should say that with me. 1, 2, 3, go. Salvation is God's provision for man's redemption. 1, 2, 3, go. Salvation is God's provision for man's I didn't hear you loud and clear. 1, 2, 3, go. Salvation is God's provision for man's redemption. Write this one down. Salvation is a common solution to a common problem that is common to all men. Salvation is a common solution to a common problem, in brackets, sin, that is common to all men. And this is so important because you all think that people who are... You see, there's something people... I was listening to something one guy said. The gospel to the poor is money. The gospel to the sick is healing. The gospel to the sinner is salvation. No. Salvation that is not consistent is not salvation. A gospel that is not consistent across board, that's why you all travel to the US or UK and you can't preach to them because they have money. Salvation makes the gospel makes the rich feel like they are poor and makes the poor feel like they are rich. So the gospel is an equalizer. You get what I'm saying now? So the rich man hears the gospel and knows that he is empty without Christ. The poor man hears the gospel and knows that he is rich with Christ. You see what I'm saying now? So the same thing I would tell a prostitute on Allen Avenue or Farm City. Amen. You don't know, they are farming around that city. You know. So the same thing that you tell the lady that stands there chewing gum is the same thing you tell a politician in Aso Rock. Because the common problem is sin, not lack. And even if they lack anything, they lack Christ.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying now? So both the sinner and the rich man and the poor man have something that they all lack, which is Christ. So the gospel brings the same thing to all men. The gospel cannot be different when it meets some people who are rich. And that's why no matter who you are, when you come into this church, I'll be preaching the gospel. See, if someone who enters here now go to his friend, he died for me. He died as me. When he was buried, I was buried with him. When he resurrected, I resurrected. And now I'm seated with Christ in heaven. Come on, shout glory. Glory! I will stand in his face. You are in my church, can't beat me. And we see outside, you can use last my homie. But are we? No, I'm serious. Are you following what I'm saying? So you should be bold with the declaration of the gospel. Don't look at anybody's face. Why would you chill? Shut it, boy. Have you heard me? Come on, shout glory to God. So salvation is a common solution to a common problem, in brackets, sin, that is common to, common to. So the word salvation is the word soteria. Is soteria in church today? Where's my baby girl? So. She's not here. Oh my God. All right. So, the Greek word is soteria. Now, soteria means to deliver and to keep in a safe place. Now, it doesn't just mean deliverance. Because to deliver you and keep you outside is risky. Are you following what I'm saying now? Yeah. Deliverance has an end. It is to bring to the place where you cannot be touched. So there's no incomplete deliverance in Christ. It says to deliver and to keep in a safe place. Delivered from sin, rescued from sin, and put in a safe place where there is no sin. Glory to God. Come on, say, I'm delivered. Say, I'm delivered. So why are you still going for deliverance? You see, it take better grammar to miss that. It's past tense. I'm delivered. No, I'm going to be delivered. So why are you doing there? You know what I'm talking to? There. And some of you all wake up in the morning and you wake up shouting, amen. 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 Listen to me. I have to climb so you can hear me all. Listen to me. The believer does not grow spiritually because they are prayed for. They grow spiritually because they are involved in prayer. Don't worry, I'm fine. Sit. The believer does not grow spiritually because they are prayed for. They grow spiritually because they are involved in prayer, because they actually pray. So you're not going to grow from shouting amen. It can fix the issue. Hallelujah. Come on, talk back to me. Hallelujah. So the believer, what did I say? The believer does not grow spiritually because they are prayed for. Check the battery. I think it's dead. The believer does not grow spiritually because they are prayed for. So I can't be praying for you. It doesn't make you grow spiritually. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your growth spiritually is premised on your participation for yourself. So all of those shouting, and see, it can fix the problem, but you become another problem. Because one of the things that praying by yourself does to you is it changes you first, so you can change the issue. So many people fix situations, but they don't fix themselves. And God's goal in prayer is to fix the man first. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that's why I keep saying things like, you see, if you listen in church very well, you won't need counseling. Are you following what I'm saying? If you listen, I'm not saying counseling is bad. I'm saying for the most part, if you listen very well in church, you may not exactly need counseling all the time. Even if you say you want to see pastor, it will be for something minimal. And at that point, we know that is a very serious matter. But on the very surface, if you listen well in church, you won't be needing counseling. And that's why we do a very good job trying to teach, because when we teach well, we reduce our counseling lines. I don't die on time. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. So Paul was telling Timothy, say, take heed to yourself first and to the flock. How does he take heed to himself? He will study well to teach them so they can be independent. The teacher that makes you leech on him is not a teacher.
He's looking for rackets in money. Because if you can depend on him well enough, he can milk you. So I'm saying you don't need me by 12 a.m. Pray to your God. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:13-14. Colossians 1:13-14. God, I can do this today. Now, who hath delivered? You seeing this now? Come on, say past tense. See, the finished work, that's why it's called finished work, not ongoing work. It's past tense. So everything on the finished work is done. Come on, say done. Come on, say done. So when you see this, don't think Jesus were, or the writers were mistaken. If he says had delivered, it means had delivered. Come on, say I have been delivered. Say I have been delivered. 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 There. Glory to God. There is there. There is there. I have been delivered. Who hath past tense, delivered past tense from the power of darkness and hath translated. Translated us into the kingdom. So he does not just deliver you, he brings you in. You see what I'm saying now? He takes you out of the kingdom of darkness. I didn't say he takes you. He has taken you. Come on, shout glory. Yeah, I taught you how to rejoice at the word. So when you hear this thing, you rejoice. Because now that's your... God. It's called present day reality. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Yeah. It happened then, but it's counting now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Who had delivered us? You're going to personalize this. Who had delivered me from the power of darkness and had translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. Is that how delivered people shout? You're shouting like you're still in chains. You see, hold on. You see, that's why in this church we don't sing break every chains. You know, I listened to one pastor who said something like, do you know why Jesus didn't wear jewelries all through? Because he breaks every chain. So if Jesus was wearing this, it would have broken. Because chains can't stay on him. And because he lives in you, chains can't stay on you. I'm talking about your physical chain. I mean the spiritual ones. Glory to God. God, did you hear what I said? He says, who had delivered? Now you're going to put your name there. Who had delivered? No, put my name there. You should listen. Be a good student. Who had delivered Clarkson? Who, pay attention. Listen to... Are you taking instructions? Who had delivered Clarkson from the power of darkness and hath translated Clarkson into the kingdom of his dear... Come on, shout glory, somebody. Yeah. Who had delivered? So, he took me out and brought me in. That's salvation. I'm no longer outside. He didn't save me and put me outside. It's like you went to pick somebody from the airport. You didn't leave them at Mazamaza. Why did you go to pick them now? You were meant to take them from the airport and take them home. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So he took me out of pain, out of shame, out of reproach, out of regret. And then he brought me into his kingdom, the kingdom of his dear son. Not just any son, his dear son. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on, say, I've been delivered. And I told you earlier when we started, see, maturity again is gaining constant understanding, better understanding on the same truth. So you heard this thing last Sunday. Is more powerful this Sunday. Next Sunday, it will be more powerful. So I'm saying that when you hear it again, you rejoice like you heard it for the first time. You hear what I'm saying? That's how you rejoice at the truth. That's how you become into the experience of the truth. Glory to God. Come on, glory to God. Come on, say, I've been delivered. So that's why you shouldn't be going for deliverance. It's a waste of time. Scriptures just showed you have been delivered. Which other power of darkness are you going to be delivered from? He said, hath delivered us. So to go for deliverance is meaning you're questioning your salvation. You're saying the one who saved you didn't save you enough. No, they teach you something like you are saved. But are you safe? Salvation that is not safe is not salvation. I am saved and safe. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In short, I am in safety. Safety in me. I save. Shout save. That's it. Glory to God. I said glory to God.
Let's hurry. I would have shown the scriptures that talked about salvation and soteria, but let's push on that one. So from soteria, you have the word sota. Sota means savior. So you can't have salvation without a savior. It means the man who is saved couldn't save himself. He needed someone.
He paid the debt. He did not owe. I owe the debt.
You know the song?
I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Lord Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
One more time, he paid.
He paid the debt. He did not owe.
You sound sweet.
I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can sing.
Oh, now I am singing. I said, now I am singing. I said, now I am singing. Come on, come on. If you know your debt has been paid, you want to open up your mouth, give God a shout of praise in this room. Hallelujah.
Now I am singing a brand new song. Amazing.
Hallelujah. So there are five fundamental principles of the doctrine of salvation. Five fundamental principles of doctrine. You should write this down. It'll help you. The first one is sola gratia. You look up here. The five fundamental principles of the doctrine of salvation. Today is cool, you know. The first one is sola gratia, which means by grace alone. The word sola there is where you get the word soul, like soul proprietorship. One person, soul. Are you following? Sola gratia. You want to take pictures of this. Sola gratia, by grace alone, which will also mean grace over merit. In other words, I don't work for it. Are you following what I'm saying? Salvation isn't coming from my works. It's coming from his work. Oh God help me. Sola gratia, by grace alone or grace over merit. The next one is sola fidei. Sola fidei, by faith alone or faith over works. Are you learning something, guys? Sola fidei, by faith alone. Now, notice everything that has to do with salvation is alone. Grace alone, faith alone. Now, the next one is sola scriptura. It's not tura cream. Now, sola scriptura. Sola scriptura. You can tell that scriptures. Scriptures as foundation for salvation material alone. Are you seeing what I'm saying now? So he's telling you the fundamentals that make for salvation. One, grace alone, faith alone, that's sola fidei. Sola scriptura would mean that we only take salvation from what scripture says alone. We don't invent it. So scriptures are absolute when it comes to salvation. I don't have my mind on salvation. You don't bring your mind to salvation. We take his mind. That's why he says you have the mind of Christ. You see what I'm saying now? So it's not your mind. Your mind is inconsequential in salvation. All your mind needs is believing. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Sola scriptura. The next one is solos, not sola. Solos Christus. Now, solos Christus is Christ alone. So from grace alone to faith alone to scriptures alone, then Christ alone. Then the last one, the fifth one, will be soli Deo gloria. Soli Deo gloria, which will mean glory to God alone. Why? Because salvation matter is God's invention and God's execution. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Salvation is God's invention, God's intention, and God's execution. You should write that down. Salvation is God's invention, God's intention, and God's execution. Aren't you glad you're a member of this church? Are you glad? Yeah. Salvation is God's invention, God's intention, and God's execution. So you don't partner with God in salvation. It is completely his idea. Are you following what I'm saying now? Come on, are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Come on, say it's all his idea. So that's why he says, soli Deo gloria, which means glory to God alone. That's why we don't give honor to Mary. with all due respect. Because those on the other side give glory to her. So this is very critical. Glory is fundamental. Glory to God alone. So all through scriptures, even Mary does not give glory to herself. She thinks it a privilege to have carried the Christ. And that's why you see that after giving birth to him, she assumed the role of follower. She didn't say, I'm me crying for my belly for 9 months. Jesus, they're trying me. No. So she didn't think it too highly. After giving birth to him, she realized it was God carrying her. Because you can't burn God. Who you? How do you form? who you? You see? You can't give birth to Citadel. Now there will be a pandemonium. Possibly a cataclysm. Hallelujah, glory to God. So it's solely Deo Gloria, glory to God alone. So Mary never assumed the position of glory or honor to herself. Now all through scriptures, even with the epistles, the apostles, you will never see them refer to Mary. They never refer, they never say, you know, our Savior's mother said. There's nothing like that in scripture. You know, the mother of our Lord said. There was, a wise philosopher, Mary said. No, there's nothing like that. The only persons they mentioned were those who spoke something concerning him. Mentioned people like David. You see, because they spoke about salvation even before they saw him. That's prophetic. So they made reference to them. There was no reference to Mary because she didn't say anything. She only gave birth. So God took her, made her virgin womb by changing room. Born by the zeal of God to die for us. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Did you learn something from that? So sola gratia, sola fidei, sola scriptura, solus Christus, and soli Deo gloria. Glory to God then. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So how then is a man saved? Your book are full. Sorry. How then is a man saved? This is very important. You know, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. John 3:7. Jesus said to him, say, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Marvel not. Is it done? Nothing can do. Say, marvel not that I say to you, you must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, ye must be born again. Marvel not. And see, this is so powerful because when you read this thing, all you're thinking about is Jesus saying that you must be born again. In other words, you must get salvation. You must be. And the guy is confused. Say, will I go into my mother's womb again and now be born? But but when you check this thing, the word again here is anoten. It means from above. So what he's saying is you must be born from above. Anoten. A-N-O-T-H-E-N. The word again there is anoten. It's not my tenth fault. See, at least you have learned 2 Greek words today. Amen. Yeah. He says you must be born from above. So when you go to John 3:31, he now says he that is above. You see what I'm saying now? You see what I'm saying now? Yeah. The Message Bible now says the one who is born from above is in a court class. He's in a league of his own. Are you? See, the one who comes from above is head and shoulders over other messengers from God. So the believer is higher than all the messengers you know. Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Scripture now. The one who comes from above is head and shoulders over other messengers from God. The earthborn is earthbound. So the man born of physical flesh is limited. You see? And speaks earth language. The heavenborn is in a league of his own. It's not Champions League. It's a different league. Come on, shout glory. See, I'm heaven born. And I'm heaven bound. And because heaven has no limit, there's no limit on my life. Come on, shout glory. There's no limit on your life. I decree there's no limit on your life. From today, you begin to exceed expectations. You begin to come in all that God has designed for you. I said you're a line crosser, you're a limit breaker. There's no barrier for you. Things are shifting out of the way for you. Mountains are moving and skipping like ramp because you showed up. And when you show up, it is God who has showed up. Clarkson is here. Jesus is here. Who am I talking to? Doing is here. Jesus is here. The man who is the suit lord is here. Jesus is here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, I'm here. Jesus is here. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Shout it one more time. There's no limitation on my life. You don't sound convincing. Say, there's no limitation on my life. I didn't hear you say, there's no limitation on my life. Sit. We're just talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So a man is saved by faith alone. That's what you find in Habakkuk 2 verse 4. The just shall live by faith. Now, that doesn't exactly mean that the just every day will be living by faith. By faith. What that thing means, it applies, you know, that every day you wake up, there's no food, you faith it. You know, we don't fake it until we make it. We faith it because we made it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, we faith it because we have made it. You can't be living a fake life as a believer when your life is in the script, Joe. You are living out the script. Ah, yeah, glory to God. So when I look at the script, I future in the script, chore, so that I go sure for me. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. If this is not your church, stay planted. Church, no sweet pastor like this. Oh. I don't know where they go since. You look like my member, I look like your pastor. I've been wondering, where have you been? So, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just. So to not live by faith is pride. You see what I'm saying? But the just shall live by his faith. Now, not his own faith, but the faith of the Son of God. So that should have been capital H, not small h. So what that means doesn't exactly mean that you're going through every day living by faith. That's good. That's powerful. But what he's saying here is the life of God is impacted to a believer by believing. You receive zoe, not suke. Are you hearing? Because suke they decay. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So what he's saying, the just shall live, the just shall come alive. The just shall be made alive. The just will be injected with a new kind of life by faith in the finished work, by faith in the resurrection, by faith in Yeshua HaMashiach, the Christ, the anointed one. Hallelujah. Come on, glory to God. Are you learning something? Glory to God. So it's faith alone, not faith and things. So it's in Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, the solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of fear, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter. My all in all, here in the death of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone, not in Christ and oil. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of fear, when when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, he in the dead of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Still on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Till every sin on him was laid, Jesus commands my death. Come on, you ought to be shouting glory at this point. Yeah. Because on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground, the sinking sand, All other ground. My faith has found a resting place. Nothing devised nor creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. Come on. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he's died.
No, there's an evil one that says, Opuki mucho wemo, Obamaraya.
Sit, we're just talking, sit.
Opuki mucho wemo, Obamaraya, Jim. Opuki mucho wemo, Obamaraya, Jimaka, Kamahida,
Jesus.
On Christ, the solid rock. When I was going back to school, then my mom would say, hold God, when you hold God for him. Did they say again? No, I'm not the one holding him. You can't hold God now. He's the one holding me. Come on now. You can't hold God. You can't hold him. He holds me. He keeps me. He's my rock. He's my hiding place. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. I'm not running, I'm inside the name. I'm one with the name. The name is me. I'm the name. I don't have to shout in the name of Jesus. Oh. If you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. For as he is, so am I. Come on, shout glory.
Glory.
You can't hold him. That's salvation. Is God holding man? Is God became man to get man? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Wasn't holding out to you, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more alone than I am right now. Come on, shout glory! Shout glory! Shout glory!
Feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Doesn't take a trophy to make him proud. So it's not accomplishment. It's what he did. I had no part in this thing, my friends. I didn't do anything to get salvation. He did everything and he brought me in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He rescued my life. Mayo, come. Ayapa, come. Come on. You have rescued my life. You have rescued my life. Sing it.
And I'll never go away.
That's how you close a service.
You have rescued my life.
You
have rescued my life.
Come on, sing it if you know you've been rescued.
You have rescued my
logic sound,
life.
Come on, let's do this together.
And I'll never
oh my
go
God.
Again.
Hey.
You have rescued my life.
If you know that you've got salvation in your heart,
you have rescued my life.
I dare you to open up your mouth
and
right now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how you close the service. Hey, Ababako Show. Come on, make some noise. Make some noise. I said, make some noise. Let the devil know that you know that you know that you know that you've got joy like a river. Come on, come on. For there is joy in heaven when one sinner comes to salvation. And because we're many in this room, I dare you one more time to join the host of heaven and rejoice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch out for part two. That's how you close the service. I'll see you on Sunday next Sunday, right? Save forever, too. The devil is a lie. I said the devil is a lie. I've been saved forever. I've got salvation inside of me. I've got the life of God. You see what I'm saying? And it has no effort for me. It's Christ alone. His grace alone. His faith alone. His sola gratia. His sola fide. His sola scriptura. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on. Solus Christus. He's not citadel. You have become the temple of the living God. One more time, shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Feel the anointing. I didn't even cross the message, so I'll do it next week. But two. You're loving it, right? And if today is your first Sunday at Logic Church Mainland.